Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air, talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. We did that almost in harmony, huh?
Almost.
Yes. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and you?
Doing pretty well. So we got a guy in there with a funny hat who's our producer, the Hat Man.
The Hat Man.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
Doing a lot better, yes.
Good.
Good, Travis. Hat, good to see you back, buddy.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. It's a guy day. This is a man cave, an official man cave in this place now.
Good thing I have a low voice then, huh?
We are broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, and 1460 AM. And we are here talking about the state of Jefferson this morning. We'll be having some people call in from different counties. They'll be discussing what's going on. But I've got to tell you, this Gavin Newsom is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, jeez.
And hats off to the folks who drove around his house, Corey. Folks that drove around his house saying, there is no curfew. You know, and on the last program, if you didn't hear it, it was pretty, it was good information. Nick had a very good guest on. And the information was very good about the fact that the Kay actually brought it up about the corona tests being, it could be the same strain as a lot of different viruses and colds. It could be the same strain. Hmm. And it all could be one strain that they're testing for. So they really have no way of isolating corona. It was a pretty interesting program. Anyway, that was a good job.
You isolate corona in a cool chest in ice. That's how you isolate corona. On a beach.
Yeah, with a lime?
No.
No lime? No,
I can't do the lime.
No, you just skip the lime.
Skip the lime. Pop the top and drink your
drink. Ah, I got it. Yeah, you drink for effect, not taste. What are you laughing about in there? I hit a nerve?
No, you guys are funny. I love it.
Anyway, we also had a rally of our own last night, driving around after curfew. How was that, Wynn? You were there?
It was pretty good. There were a bunch of Patriots out there chatting, having a good time, and it was good. It was very good. It was nice to see some friendly faces out there and familiar faces and new faces, so it was very good.
Yeah, you know what's really great is the fact that people are standing up. We need to stand up against the governor, period. We need to stand up against the governor's illegal actions. And we have to be accountable for this stuff. You know, I keep seeing people after people after people wearing masks. I would like one person to call in and tell me the medical reason for wearing a mask.
Do you know, we are accountable to our children.
We are.
And our grandchildren.
They shouldn't wear a mask either.
Absolutely not. But we are accountable to them because down the road, they're going to know what side of the fence we stood on.
And you know, that's right. And you know, a lot of people say, well, what's the big deal about the mask? It's a control mechanism.
Yep.
Again, it's the type of thing where they're trying to control you. Duh. You know, and I can't believe the naivety and frankly, a lot of the stupidity of people when they're swallowing all this garbage. I mean, it's 0.2% are the people who die of corona. And even there, because of the way they're testing it, and a lot of the tests, I think this is what Kay said. Maybe she can call and correct me, or put it in the chat room or something. But from what I understand, the corona test is not for COVID-19. This particular test it would find a variety of strains of viruses, which do include the common cold. That's number one. Number two, there also was brought up the fact that it's been said, and I don't know if this is true or not, maybe somebody knows if this is true or not, if in fact you do not take the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, that you will no longer have your Social Security or any kind of SSI. That was something else. Again, don't know if it's true or not. Maybe somebody can call in and correct that.
What?
Yeah.
I can say this. What bastard came up with that idea?
Yeah, I know. It's because that people are just following along blindly. I mean, the absolute moronic situation of thinking that there's actually some places you can't get corona, but some places you can.
Well, you
I
just,
mean,
you,
it's,
you,
it, it's you, absolutely you, moronic, and people are just, it just really bothers me.
You just mentioned a second ago that the common cold was in there, that it could
yeah.
possibly be cured.
No. That the common cold would be part of the test. In other words, if you had a common cold, it would show as corona.
Ah,
it would
gotcha.
Show as a COVID.
Okay, I got you.
That you have COVID.
Okay.
You know, and so those kinds of things are just insane to think about. And what are we going to do as far as Jefferson goes? Well, you know,
we're not going to allow COVID.
And, you know, there's a lot of you counties out there that you know, you've got ideas and things that you're doing to stand up against this. But we need to stand up, folks. And, you know, I do believe we do have a caller on the line. We have
Kay.
Good. Hey, Kay, can you answer our question, please?
I didn't hear it. My sister told me that you said to call in.
Yeah, what I wanted to do was get a correction. You were saying that they're testing for, that the COVID tests would include if you have a common cold or something. Can you explain that?
Well, from what I can find out, they're testing for the coronavirus, the whole family.
Oh, okay.
And not just 19, it's all of the coronavirus.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, and okay. so that goes all the way from having the common cold all the way to having SARS or something else.
Oh.
You know, there's several different diagnoses that are included in that family.
Okay, great. That was what we wanted to clear
up. So then
up.
Our numbers could
yeah.
be blown up by the common
really?
Cold.
Yeah.
And is that's what we're saying
well,
then, right?
I think it needs to be studied. And that Great Barrington Declaration, I think, is a start. Because that gives us doctors that we can maybe work something with. I mean, I looked it up. Nick was talking about it. And I looked it up, and, I mean, I didn't count how many doctors there are, but it might be close to 100 or more. And they're all from all over the world and in very good you know, they're Tufts and Harvard and Stanford and, you know, all over.
Yeah, you know, and we were talking about the masks. I mean, still we haven't heard one thing, even locally, from a doctor that's saying, here are the specific studies, the specific reasons why a mask will protect you from this virus. Because a mask cannot protect you, or a face covering. I mean, I can remember what Steve Morgan, the past Board of Supervisors, almost past Board of Supervisor, was wearing on his face. It was just sort of a drape over his nose.
It was a loincloth.
It was a loincloth, it looked like. I mean, you know, how is that supposed to protect you? Or people that walk in just with a kerchief, like they're a cowboy. I mean, it's just the insanity of all this and the gullibleness of people. Doesn't that get under your skin a bit, Kay?
Yes and no. I mean, I had the experience last year when my sister was in ICU, and I have a immune problem, and I was very much impressed with wearing the mask in ICU, and when she came out of the ventilator, the nurse said, well, now you don't have to wear your mask anymore because she's out. And because when we were wearing everything, we were protecting her. But then he looked around and he said, but there's all kinds of germs flying around this area, this place, and if you want to help protect yourself. I don't think anything is 100%, but I think that it slows things down a little bit.
Well, it could as far as bacterial, but we do know medically, and then we're going to have to go because we have a guest on the line.
Sure.
But medically, I know for a fact that the size of the virus is 1,000 times smaller than the bacteria that a mask would prevent. And there is masks that may prevent that, but they aren't the ones we're wearing. So we're going to have to leave it there, kiddo, because we've got a guest on. Thank you, Kay, for calling and appreciate it.
Okay, bye, Kay. Thank you. Good talking to you.
So, Michael, we're going to bring you on for about a minute or two, then we're going to have to go to a break. Michael, what say you, sir?
Hello, Terry.
How are you, my friend?
Good, good.
And you are from what county?
I'm from Glen County.
Glen County.
I'm just a dumb farmer. Spends a lot of time on a tractor going back.
There's no such thing as a dumb farmer. They don't last if they're dumb.
Well, what we're going to do, my friend, is we're going to go off to an early break, and then we'll hold you over. So just hang on there, and we'll hold you over. And we'd like to hear what you're doing with the state of Jefferson. I know you've got some things going with businesses there in Glen County. We'd love to hear that. So we'll be back right after the break, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.
Sounds good to me.
Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Pacific Justice Institute is defending Coles Valley Church in Umpqua, Oregon. The rural church sought permission from Douglas County to convert just one room in its building into a parsonage. A neighboring vineyard owner appealed to the Oregon's Land Use Board of Appeals, which overturned the county's initial ruling.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Gavin, the governor, is a selfish, soulless dude with his gelled back hair and a creepy smile and a brain without a clue.
Well, we're going to come back early on this one, and we're going to play that song for you at 9:30. Gavin, the governor, it's hilarious. Anyway, we have Michael on the line. Michael, what's a user? What you doing in Glen County?
Well, you know, I was interested in Jefferson because I figured there's going to be a major landslide and that the West Coast is going to try to peel away. I thought it'd be a good way to put a foot in the door. So I looked around, called you, and I was trying to do my own little poll on the county to see where we're at. And so I thought, well, I'll get some stickers made that say Glen County, State of Jefferson. It looks like the symbol and all that. And we'll see if businesses will put them on their front doors, and then Jefferson supporters can go to their preferred businesses to do business. That would also tell us, you know, what the interest level is in the county.
I think that's great. I think that's a super idea. And so you made these decals, which is really kind of cool because I've seen them. And the ones you have made have the county, the shape of the county with the Jefferson logo on there, the Jefferson Great Seal on there. Is that right?
Yeah, I just went to the decal guy and I said, take the Jefferson symbol, and there's two circles of the gold pan there. The bottom of the gold pan has a double X. I said, put the silhouette of the county on there with the double X's in the county, and then I said, take the outer edge of that gold pan and make it green, and put the letters to yellow, and just take the great, you know, the seal of the state of Jefferson and make it say Glen County, State of Jefferson, and that's all. Just keep it simple, and let's put those up. I thought that would generate a little county pride.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if, you know, really what the interest level is here. And You know, I've got some out, about 20 of them out in businesses in Willows
nice.
That we did last week with a friend of mine. And the week of the 7th, I'll be back. I'm leaving for a little bit to go to the coast and make sure I do some traveling right now while we're supposed to. And then get back and do Orland up there and some Hamilton City businesses.
That's really great. I mean, see, that those are the kinds of ideas that should be duplicatable. And I know when we have a conference call with the leaders of the counties that I'd like you to talk about that because that's a great, great idea. And, again, folks,
yeah.
These are some things you can be doing. Michael Ware, you're a patriot, brother, and I want to thank you for this. We've got Brandy on the line coming on from Placer County. And anyway, my brother, we love you. God bless you, and keep it up, and always feel free to call in, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you, and let's get her done, huh?
Yes,
amen,
sir.
Brother.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Brandy, how are you, darling?
Hey, Terry, I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Doing good. So what's new in Placer County? What do you got going there?
All right. So the Tri-County area, we finally have a venue for our meeting, which is amazing. We've actually been teaming up with our Recall Newsom friends for the Stop the Steal rally. We've been going out and getting signatures for the supportment for the Sedition Act.
Yeah, they support, and also can you maybe talk to your phone a little bit more. It's a little hard to hear on this line, but what Brandy's talking about is the support statement in which we support the fact that the California government and their governor is in sedition. And that's the support statement you're talking about that you're piggybacking with the Newsom recall. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how was your meeting there that you folks had?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So we've been going out to the support, the Stop the Steal rallies, teaming up with Recall Newsom
mm-hmm.
and getting signatures. We also went out and did the Break the Curfew around Newsom South. That was really cool. We all met in El Dorado Hills at a high school, drove around his neighborhood around there, and then Brian and I actually somehow met up with the lead guy that put it on and got everyone to go to his Fair Oaks home and drove around there.
Wait, so there were two homes that Newsom has that you had to drive around?
Oh, yeah. He's got one in El Dorado Hills. I think the neighborhood's like Serrano.
Okay.
And then the one in Fair Oaks. Which they weren't going to go to the one in Fair Oaks, and Brian and I talked to the people. They stopped. They got everyone to stop in the neighborhood in Toronto, and we all caravaned to Fair Oaks.
Yeah, I heard some. I saw and heard some video that one of our people put on that was there doing that with you guys, and a person from Shasta County. And it was pretty fun to hear, you know, that there where's the, you know, the people honking their horns and everything. I love it, guys.
That's awesome. So did he come out to the gate to greet you and just shake hands and to wave to everybody?
Yeah. I think he's in quarantine right now. COVID.
Oh, wow.
So he was.
We lost you there.
We lost you there, Brandy.
And then Nate had confirmed that he was.
Hey, Brandy,
we're losing you.
We have a bad connection with you, sister. You're really hard to hear.
Thank you.
She must be driving around up down there in Grassdale.
Are you still driving around his house?
In Auburn.
We are driving around Auburn.
Okay, well, you're hitting soft spots.
Are you with Brian?
Yeah, I'm with Brian right now.
Hey, Brian, how are you, brother?
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Brian, how are you, brother?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. Going to give you a call this week. I've got some information for you I think you can use. Brian, who is Brandy's boyfriend and a wonderful young man, and someone who did a great job in supplying security for us when we had an event there and didn't even know he was there unless you knew him.
Mm-hmm.
But really, really a great job. Anyway, you two, I'm excited for you. It's great having all these young people that are getting interested in Jefferson and doing the right thing here. Do you have anything else to add, hon?
I mean, our goal is to get as many signatures as possible. And if you're able to team up with people, I think that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it Vivian?
We've been having a lot of success going out to the rallies doing that.
Yeah, and I know Vivian down there who was doing the...
She's amazing.
Isn't she great? Yeah, she was doing the...
Yes.
She's out of Folsom, isn't she?
I'm not sure where she's out of.
Okay.
But she's definitely been going to all the rallies, setting up in front of stores, getting signatures for Recall Newsom as well as the sedition statement.
And this is such a great thing to duplicate, folks, the things that these young people are doing in Placer County, duplicating with people and working with other groups. I know that Vivian was working on the recall, on the Newsom recall, and then she got interested in Jefferson, and by golly, she wears her Jefferson shirt, gets recall signatures, and she also gets signatures on the California government being in sedition.
There you go.
This is the thing. We've got to take our country back and our state back. And this is who's going to do it. These young people out there that are doing this, God bless you. 10 o'clock at night, right around the governor's house.
How's
you guys
is?
Are amazing.
How's is?
How's is? Anyway.
Hey, Brandy and Brian, you guys tell your moms hello and thank you for all the help they've helped out with, too. They're stellar ladies.
Absolutely.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah, they're amazing. That's a great story. We'll have to tell that on the air one time. And you two, don't be bashful. Call into the show. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to a few things that we need to talk about here. So, Brandy, Brian, God bless you guys. Say hi to everybody. Amanda, everybody out there. And, hey, you guys have been amazing. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you guys, too. Thank you for having us on.
God bless you, love. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, anyway, yeah, now... something I wanted to touch on there and I wanted to do, and I want to take this song, that song, the Newsom song.
Yep.
And we have a board. I've got to tell you this. I'm going to tell on you.
It's a little grease board.
There's a little board that Carl has here, and you write the name of on the board who is on the phone. Well, what happened is one side is the board. The other side is like a.
The back of it.
The back of the board.
Blank. Yep.
So we just got the back of the board. So he knows who's on the phone, but we don't.
You're welcome. There was no one on the phone. I was putting it back on the shelf, and I mistook it for the shelf.
Okay. With that, we want to play that song. This is Gavin the Governor.
Gavin the Governor is a selfish, soulless dude. With his gelled back hair and a creepy smile and a brain without a clue. Gavin the Governor is a great leader, they say. But he's full of crap and the voters know he's a hypocrite all day. He tells us to stay home and off the beach on sunny days. And closes down small businesses except his winery. Oh, Gavin, the governor, never fails to contradict. He enforces rules, but we aren't the fools who enable tyranny. Gavin, the governor, he's corrupt beyond compare. He's elitist, pompous, a cheater too, and a multimillionaire. Gavin, the governor, tells his people to obey. Rambling here and there, but he doesn't care. He's got parties to attend. He dragged us down to poverty through lockdowns and mandates. And with his raspy, grating voice, we heard him holler,
whether you like it or not.
Gavin, the governor, he's got color charts galore. Without a green light, there's no end in sight. Make him be governor no more. Trumpety, trump, trump, trumpety, trump, trump, let Gavin go. Trumpety, trump, trump, trumpety, trump, trump, recall him below.
Amen to that one.
Aaron, I know you're on, brother. What I want you to do is hang on through the break, my friend. We've got to take a quick break. We'll take it now, and we'll be back with Aaron on the other side of the break. Time has come.
Trumpety, trump, 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 trump.
For 51.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer deaths amongst both men and women? And that smoking or vaping are major risk factors? November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Let's save lives by helping people kick smoking and vaping, and by encouraging past smokers to get regular screenings. If you or someone in your life needs support to quit smoking or vaping, talk with your healthcare provider. This public service message is brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and PACE Cancer Center.
Place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him.
Yes, sir. No separation.
In God we still trust.
Yep. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have liberty and justice? Well, we've got Aaron on the line, and Aaron is from Tuolumne County. I almost said El Dorado because we had two people on there.
Yep.
Anyway, how are you, my friend? Aaron, are you there?
Aaron, buddy, you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there
okay.
you go.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Long
good.
Time no see.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. So what's happening down in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, we're, as far as Jefferson goes, we're a little slow. You know, we've had COVID all year and not been able to do any events or anything. But the morale, you know, the rebellion down here in Tuolumne County is big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple weeks ago when they did the curfew, we had a get-together at 10 o'clock at night, and there's about 100 cars and California State Militia. We drove through Sonora and Jamestown and then back up here through quiet Tuolumne. It was like a freight train. It was really intimidating.
you've been really great when it comes to cross-pollinating with groups. I know that...
Yeah, we got a lot of great people here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And the other night, yeah, Friday night, they had canceled our Christmas parade. The health department canceled the Christmas parade. But everybody showed up anyways, and they decorated their cars, and Santa came out, and a lot of floats. And so there was our second big rebellion inside of a week. And, you know, you could just see the community is really the community's in tune with, and they're tired of everything, and – you know, and there's still the Jefferson element out there, and you know, everybody's just trying to get to the president getting put back in a place. You know,
I think that's true.
Yep. You know, everything's just on hold. It's weird. You know that. Everybody knows that.
Well, actually, we've been what's happened in a lot of the other counties, we had counties call in prior to you. We had Placer County, which they're extremely active. What they're doing is they're cross-pollinating with the people who have the recall Newsom petitions, and they're using our support statement that the California government is in sedition and having people sign that along with it. And I know that one of the gals in Placer County, actually I think she lives in Folsom, but she's working with Placer County, and she has been wearing her Jefferson garb and getting support statement signatures for us, and also has been getting the recall Newsom signatures. And I think the cross-pollinating there is good. I think that really everything that's happening here does make Jefferson the solution, because we need smaller apportionment and representation, which we don't have.
Yeah, everybody around here is still well aware of Jefferson, and we've had signatures and you know, everybody, I think probably at this point, everybody in this county has signed that recall petition. You know, they've just been out in force for months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's good. It's, you know, we got through the holidays. Everybody had Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had their Christmas parade. The kids were happy. Everybody showed, you know, the local government on curfew night. And the local government, you know, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our police aren't harassing us at all. We're not getting any flack from law enforcement or
mm-hmm.
anybody.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
You know, they understand the situation.
That's such a good point, you know, and I think that's been that has been the case in every county that we've talked to today, with everybody doing these protests and driving around the governor. In fact, in Placer County, they drove around the governor's mansion, and in El Dorado County, they drove around the governor's mansions. Apparently, he's got mansions everywhere.
I guess you can do that.
Anyway, Aaron, do you have anything else to add? Because we have Jack on the other line. We're going to have to get him on from El Dorado. But have you got anything else to add, my friend?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you now.
I said, do you have anything else to add? We've got someone else on the line. I think that's because we have
not really. You know, it's nice to hear your voices, and hopefully we can get together again sometime and hang out or something.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Aaron, you're awesome. And Aaron is the guy who has he got us linked with the miners and the loggers. And by the way, I talked to Jeff the other day, so I'll give you a call later, Aaron, and let you know about that. But Aaron has been instrumental with helping us with the Freedom Angels. Aaron's been a true champion for Jefferson. He's cross-pollinated very well. It's something he does well. And Aaron, thanks again, brother. We love you. And God bless you. And with that, we'll have to say hasta luego.
All right. God bless you guys.
God bless you,
too,
brother.
Aaron.
Nice.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Hey. So, good morning, Jack.
We have
Are you
Jack
on the line?
Jack from El Dorado County. How you doing, Jack?
Hello, Jack. Are you
Hello,
there?
Jack. Are you there? Oh, we can't hear you. Hey, Jack, do you have your radio on or something?
If you're on, you got to turn your radio down, buddy.
Turn it off.
Okay.
There you go. That way you don't get the feedback.
Okay, and try to speak into your phone. It's a little hard to hear you, buddy. Go ahead. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
So what's happening in El Dorado? What's happening in El Dorado there, Jack?
Yeah, so what's happening in El Dorado County?
Well, we're, like I think a lot of people, in the sort of rebuilding process with losing, you know, our place to meet. The sort of interesting, our American Legion Hall has been using, been closed, and they're not using for anything, and yet I know somebody at the American Legion Hall up in Forest Hill that's, you know, Placer County, and theirs never shut down. So, yeah, we're starting to try to climb out after the election, the same as a lot of people. You know, it's been a lot harder. I've been very, very impressed by the people in Placer County that have really exploded all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I think the young people there have really helped out, and they're starting to get try to get involved with us, too. And we're trying to get involved with them. So I think that'll be something that'll keep growing and moving forward, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. That's a great point because you have tri-county situations with Nevada County, El Dorado County, and Placer, and you're right about the young people. So what else is new, my friend?
Well, you know, I'd like to tell everybody that I still have signs in stock. And as you guys know, I've been providing all the signs for Jefferson for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I found a good place to buy them, and I buy them and sell them at what we pay for them, people. I've got 4x8s and 4x4s in sign in stock and a few yard signs. I can always buy more. The only problem and issue we have that I think everybody's aware of is that our web page has been sort of held hostage, and I'm hopeful that I know you guys are working on that with Garrett and trying to get things back opened up. So they do have the SOJ51.org web page that hopefully we'll be getting back and using. Otherwise, we're going to have to come up with a way to change the web page on all those. And I've looked into some fixes that aren't overly expensive, and we can do that.
Yeah, but it's still going to cost money to do it. No matter what, you have to put a strip of tape on there with the updated information on it, and you have to track down where all these signs are.
Right. I have some ideas. That's the problem. The other thing I'd sort of like to bounce off you guys is, if things are going the way they're going, maybe it's time we start looking at some new type bumper stickers too. You know, I loved last week when Mark said the line, "I will not submit," and that might be a good little bumper sticker for us. Another one might be Biden made in China. come up with some things like that. But, we're trying to get our feet back on the ground here. And I think it's starting to happen a little bit, and we'll every night now I can sort of add to the thing, and El Dorado Hills, out the second fairway at Toronto, every night people are driving by honking their horns and using bullhorns and stuff like that. And rumor has now that he may have moved back into his Fair Oaks house. So I'm thinking of people down there doing the same thing too.
Well, they are. And you know what's happened is we've had a lot of people in Placer County, for example, cross-pollinating with El Dorado County. So all those people who are driving around in El Dorado County had folks from Placer County. It really is the younger people, and I think they're understanding that the only answer to this is smaller apportionment, an apportionment that makes sense for the people we represent and more representation. And the only way you get that is with a smaller state. And I think so many people are recognizing that. Now, Mike Ware in Glenn County was our first caller who called in, and he has a great thing he's doing with businesses. He made his own, in fact, you may want to think about this. He made his own decal that they're putting on businesses. He uses the outline of the county, the shape of the county of Glenn County, and then in the middle he puts in the Jefferson Great Seal with the two X's. That may not be a bad idea, and you could put maybe on that, Jack, "I will not submit." That's a great idea. And we can get all these things going in all the different counties together. That's why this morning's been so cool. We've had so many people call in from different counties that are doing things like yourself, and that's a great idea. I think that your idea is what we should do. We have had a challenge with the website. We're working on getting that fixed. It's just too bad that, some people believe that they're more important than everybody else, you know. But anyway, you were saying I want you to give your contact information in case people do want a 4x8 sign or a 4x4 sign. Could you give us that contact information, buddy?
Sure. You can just email me at E like in Delta, Jack, one word, dot Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S, at gmail.com. And I'm always going up at least to this time of year because I'm a as a duck hunter, I'm up in Butte County quite a bit, so I can meet you places, anybody from the north, so you don't have to drive down or I don't have to drive up, and be glad to help you out wherever we can there.
That's great. One more time on that email address, please.
djack.parsons@gmail.com.
All right, my brother. Well, listen, God bless you, and we're going to go off to a break here. Thanks for calling in, my good friend, and please don't be a stranger to this program. And you'll also be getting an email from me, like a lot of other people here, about something we're going to be doing this Friday.
Great. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, brother. You too.
Bye.
Well, I think with that, we'll go off to our last break, and time
has come.
Has for
51.
Yes.
Amen.
So we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind..."
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading as part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
The new movie, The Hat Man, starring the Hat Man himself, dancing.
That's right.
Somebody was playing the mandolin pretty quickly there.
Pretty quickly.
They were doing a good job.
Oh, it was a Zach Brown band, Chicken Fried, but
of
the
course.
Live version.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotta love Travis. All righty. Steve, you're on the line. What say you, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning, y'all.
Oh, Siskiyou Steve. Is this Siskiyou Steve?
It is.
Yes, sir.
All right, Siskiyou County's on now. Man, this is great. How are you doing, brother?
Oh, really great. It's a wonderful, wonderful day up here. No chemtrails in the air right now.
For the moment, huh?
At the moment, yeah. Wynn said on the air a couple months or so ago when I brought this up after hearing Danuka, Dr. Danuka bring it up, about holding the taxes back from California, keeping them in the counties. We've got 23 counties, and I don't know why we don't talk about that more. I know I'm trying to get it around here. Siskiyou County is, well, I'm sorry to say, I think it's pretty much a welfare county, but there are a few of us fighting for independence and doing our part as far as trying to make a difference. But I think that's a really strong way. I mean, we have to go to the board of supervisors, and get them to be listen to the constituents, which is a real struggle these days. But, you know, slowly but surely, you know, California, we know this. We know that California is owned by the Chinese. So why are we supporting the communist California?
Well, that's true. That's true.
Why aren't we talking more about this on the air? And you know, that was my big question. I don't hear it on the air.
Well, I think a lot of it is that the news media doesn't report anything. I mean, we had 1,000 cars here in Shasta County, 1,000 cars that were driving around In support of Trump and protesting the county and to reopen the county, we had 1,000 cars, 1,000 of them. A lot of young people are getting engaged. The news media didn't report one single thing. And you're right about the Board of Supervisors. Here's the deal. You know, we have two choices. We can either withhold our own house taxes, not pay them. That's maybe a tall order for a lot of people, but withholding those house taxes, not pay them, and then go ahead and pay the interest on it down the road, or just don't pay them and hold the money back from the county. Because, see, the real issue is, I mean, what you're saying is true. I mean, why can't we get the county commissioners to do that? Well, because the county commissioners and the county boards of supervisors aren't going to do that. They're not going to do that in any counties. I mean, finish my point. The people who are the boards of supervisors in all our counties are the ones that are restricting your particular movement. They're the ones who are enforcing all these unrealistic and communistic, which I agree with you, rules that the governor has put in place. They're the ones supporting that. They have jurisdiction, Steve, over the health department. Your boards of supervisors have jurisdiction over the health department. How do we expect those people, we have asked them, to do something for the people when they're doing everything for the governor? How do we do that?
Well, you guys did it. You've got Patrick Henry Jones in there now, so that's a big step forward. We've got Ray Help up here and Mark Barrett up here fighting like crazy, and Ryan comes up all the time with news and stuff, but you know, I don't say hold the taxes back from the county. We need to support our counties, so we pay our taxes. But we have the voice in the counties. We have to take our counties back. We
right.
have to take our cities back.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to take some time. But let's work on it. Let's get it together. Let's get 23 counties working on this. And that's one solution. I like all the others I've heard this morning. Of course, everybody's doing their part, but that's a big step. If we hold the money back from California and we keep it at our own counties, our counties will be much better off because California doesn't give the money back to the counties.
Well, they do, but with strings attached
right.
and mandates
exactly.
attached and everything else.
Right.
But we could, you know.
It's a small percentage.
That's right, and it just takes the right board,
right.
have the right mix of people mm-hmm. on the board, of any board of supervisors to do exactly that, and clearly we don't have that in any of the 23 counties.
It takes the people to get the board.
That's right.
Okay, thank you guys. Thanks very much.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
Thank you. But Steve's absolutely right. You know, we need to have the right mix of people on the board, and we need to. And if we need to recall them, then by God, get out there and do a recall. If that's what it takes in your county, our county, any county. Get out there and do a recall. Get it going. But look at the rules of recall. Look at the state requirements for recall. Do your homework first. Don't go off half-cocked. You have to do it right. Otherwise, you lose the effect and you lose what you're trying to accomplish. So you want to do it properly and you want to do it timely. So make sure you do your homework and question everything before you even get started. So if that's what you want to do, go for it.
You know, you're absolutely right. And someone like Siskiyou Steve, I mean, Siskiyou Steve is out there doing everything. You know, my thinking is where's the help for Siskiyou Steve?
Well,
he's been
helping. He's been helping with campaigns in other counties.
Everything. He's been great.
Yeah, and he's helped with campaigns
yeah.
throughout District 1.
Yeah,
when
I know.
When we're Assembly and Senate,
he's
helped with campaigns.
I know.
And so he's been very helpful with that. And so he's not sitting by just letting things happen. He's out there doing what he can from where he is, doing everything he can. And he's helped in our county multiple times.
Sure he has.
And so just so you guys know that, he's in Siskiyou. And
yes.
he comes down to Shasta and helps
yes.
us out here. So just know that, you know, the partnership and the neighbor friendliness that we have with people is there. I mean, it's brotherhood and fellowship that we share with these people, but we're all working together for the same common goal. So we're all working together. So it's not just our little county, our little city. Those days are gone. We have to work together and keep promoting working together and getting it out there and do what we can in our own community and help our neighbor in another community or another county. So that's my platform.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, you're 1,000,000% right. I will not submit. Good point, Mark Baird. I will not submit. And, you know, that's the thing. If anybody else out there listening to this program knows people in Siskiyou County, especially if they're younger people, like we've had on today, if these younger people are the ones who are going to be the ones that lead us into the future. I mean, you know, we have so many great people here in Shasta County. I mean, there's Corey, there's Alyssa, there's Melissa, there's Issa's. You know, and we have Melody and Chad Fowler and all these great, wonderful people that are out there really supporting and fighting at the county level. And yeah, we've got ourselves a patriot. We have ourselves a statesman now as a board of supervisor, and we're fixing to get rid of the rest of them. And that's the deal. And that's what you've got to do in your counties. But if you know anybody in Siskiyou County to help Siskiyou Steve and Mark Baird, I mean, come on. We need to all cross-pollinate. And I love the people from Placer. I mean, Amanda and Brandy and Brian and all of you there in Placer County. Greg Walsh,
mm-hmm.
who's been in the fight the whole time. I mean, all you great people there, you guys with these young people have gone in and said, hey, I know what we'll do. We'll do a tri-county thing here in Nevada, El Dorado, and we'll also
Placer.
Do Placer. And then we have Tuolumne should be working with Stanislaus and Amador and Calaveras
and Mariposa.
And I mean, you guys need to get together, get some people in there, get some energy, go to these boards of supervisors, demand that they listen to you, demand it. Go over the 3 minutes. Yep, I will not submit. Well, you can't go any further than 3 minutes. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go further. What are you going to do, arrest me?
And remind them, the Board of Supervisors, are the employees. They represent us, we, the taxpayers of our given county. So they have to be reminded of that fact. They are not the god of your particular county. They happen to be the employees, and they need to understand that, and they need to operate accordingly. And they need to share the information that you're asking for. They need to do the job that you're requiring them to do. So do not take no for an answer and get up there and shake the cage a little bit. Sometimes you got to rattle the cage quite a bit just to get their attention. Some of these people are in there and they're power hungry. And don't forget, they make a living doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum $50,000 a year, especially in our county, it's closer to $60,000 a year to be on that board of supervisors, and they have a handful of meetings a month. I mean, you're looking at December, they have two meetings for December. They had two meetings for November. Really? Why aren't they meeting every single week?
Well, not only that, but if you're like some of them, you can just golf all day and still get paid. Anyway, we have Dan on the line. Dan, we only have a couple of minutes. What say you, sir?
Okay, yeah, I'm up here in Siskiyou County, and I was
wanting
to try to find out how to get a hold of Siskiyou Steve.
Okay. You know,
hey, Dan, why don't you give your contact information to Travis, the guy who takes the call, and then
okay.
we will forward your information on to Steve. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds, and Dan, if you have any friends, anybody you know, believe me, Steve and Mark Baird, they need the help up there, and you can't get two better guys that you can count on. You can't get two harder fighters, especially Mark Baird. He's the leader of this movement. You guys got him right up there in Siskiyou.
That's
where it started. And Mark Baird is the leader of this whole thing. So let's go. Anyway, Dan, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Stay on the line there. Travis will get the information from you. And Wynn?
Yes, sir.
You know what?
What?
I'm excited about these young people getting on here.
Well, yeah, I think it takes some of the workload.
You think it'd be really nice to get the old back in shape?
Too late for that, but it'd be nice to take some of the burden off the backside.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it's good. It's a labor of love. We do it because we believe in it. I mean, some of us have done some dramatic things in order to make this happen. I quit my government job to work on Jefferson full time with no pay, nothing coming back except for the freedom and liberty that we will have at some point. So that's what I'm working for. And I work on this with Terry and numerous other people and the attorneys and everything else that we're working on to fight for liberty and freedom.
Just remember, the time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. Don't serve us, serve LA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.